AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. July's job numbers?
528,000 jobs.
President Biden this afternoon.
We also matched the lowest unemployment rate in America in the last 50 years. 3.5%.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House calls it a clear sign.
The recession clock hasn't started ticking yet, but we do see weakening ahead, particularly as the Fed still has a lot of work to do in tamping down inflation. So we saw that even in today's report with the average hourly earnings numbers coming in much stronger than expected, signaling that there's still a lot of wage pressure.
Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow rose while the S&P and the Nasdaq fell. For the week, though, all three made modest gains. The Senate will be in session this weekend, working on Democrats' marquee economic bill. They've been making tweaks, including pairing a proposed minimum tax on large corporations. The wounded being hauled out of buildings in Gaza today after a wave of Israeli airstrikes. Palestinian officials say at least 10 killed. Militants later fired a barrage of rockets toward Israel. Israel says it was responding to an imminent threat from Islamic Jihad. China continued military drills in the air and waters around Taiwan, while also halting all dialogue with the U.S. on major issues. Retaliation for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. The Kremlin says it's open to talking about a prisoner exchange involving Brittany Griner, but it's warning Washington against publicizing it. The basketball star has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for drug offenses. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
It puts a spotlight on our very significant concern with Russia's legal system and the Russian government's use of wrongful detentions to advance its own agenda, using individuals as political pawns.
Thunderstorms in Kentucky's forecast, a National Weather Service flood watch through Sunday. Governor Andy Beshear.
Everybody be weather aware. The ground is already really saturated. There's a lot of debris.
This is AP News. New York health officials have issued a more urgent call for unvaccinated children and adults to get inoculated against polio.
They're describing it as the tip of the iceberg. In a statement, New York Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett warns residents that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. The polio virus has now been found in wastewater samples in both Rockland and Orange counties, both known as centers of vaccine resistance. Bassett is urging the community to get inoculated to keep from suffering the fate of an unvaccinated young adult who developed paralysis, the first person known to be infected with polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo is an epidemiologist with Brown University.
This is not the first vaccine-preventable illness we've actually seen in Rockland County. And just before the pandemic, there was a very large measles outbreak in Rockland County, also due to low vaccine coverage.
Infected people can have no symptoms but still transmit the polio virus, which can cause paralysis and even death. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.